A 45-year-old executive sits in her doctor's office, exhausted despite 8 hours of sleep. She's gained 20 pounds in 2 years, feels constantly anxious, and can't remember the last time she felt genuinely happy. Her blood work shows elevated inflammation markers. Everything's fine, her doctor says, just stress. But what if the problem runs deeper? What if her brain itself has been rewired by forces designed to keep her impulsive, inflamed, and profitable to others? This isn't science fiction. Rates of depression, anxiety, and chronic disease are exploding despite unprecedented access to healthcare and information. The culprit? A systematic disconnection between our brain's executive center and its emotional alarm system, a vulnerability that corporations exploit for profit. Understanding this manipulation is the first step toward mental liberation. Your brain operates like a company with two competing executives. The prefrontal cortex is the thoughtful CEO, analytical, empathetic, focused on long-term strategy. The amygdala is the reactive security chief, emotional, impulsive, obsessed with immediate threats and rewards. When these two communicate well, you make wise decisions. When that connection weakens, the amygdala seizes control. This isn't metaphor, it's measurable neuroscience. After an iron rod destroyed part of Phineas Gage's frontal lobe in 1848, the once temperate railroad worker became impulsive and erratic. His animal propensities ran unchecked without the prefrontal cortex's moderating influence. Modern life creates a similar effect without physical injury. Chronic stress, inflammatory diets, sleep deprivation, digital overload, and nature disconnection all weaken neural pathways between these regions. We become more fearful, self-centered, and vulnerable to manipulation. Chronic diseases now account for 70% of American deaths, while mental health conditions reach unprecedented levels. The good news? This rewiring isn't permanent. Through targeted interventions, we can restore balance and reclaim cognitive freedom. Your brain's reward system evolved to drive you toward food, water, and connection, but it can't distinguish between genuine needs and manufactured cravings. When you check social media, eat processed foods, or scroll through news feeds, dopamine floods your system, generating intense wanting rather than pleasure. With repeated stimulation, your brain reduces dopamine production and receptors, creating tolerance. One cookie becomes three. Checking your phone once becomes 50 times daily. You're not weak-willed. Your reward circuitry has been hijacked. Food manufacturers, tech companies, and media outlets engineer addictive products using neuroscientists and behavioral psychologists. Processed foods combine sugar, salt, and fat in unnatural ratios that override satiety signals. Social media platforms use variable reward schedules, the same mechanism behind slot machine addiction. News outlets amplify fear and outrage because these emotions trigger dopamine while keeping the amygdala dominant. Stress compounds this manipulation. Cortisol activates the amygdala while impairing prefrontal regulation. Chronic stress physically shrinks the prefrontal cortex while promoting neuron growth in the amygdala, weakening your rational brain while strengthening cravings for substances that further compromise brain function. Empathy, your ability to understand and share others' emotions, counterbalances disconnection syndrome by activating your prefrontal cortex, strengthening the neural pathways modern life weakens. Empathy has declined dramatically. College students after 2000 show 40% lower empathy than predecessors, with the sharpest drop after 2009 when smartphones became ubiquitous. This correlates with rising narcissism and intensified political polarization. Inflammation worsens the problem. Elevated by poor diet, stress, and inactivity, inflammation directly reduces empathic capacity, creating a destructive loop. Inflammatory lifestyle factors diminish empathy, leading to self-centered behavior, which increases isolation and stress, further elevating inflammation. Empathy can be restored. Dr. Robert Waldinger's 75-year Harvard study reveals nurturing relationships predict health and longevity better than wealth or IQ. Acts of generosity trigger oxytocin and dopamine while reducing stress hormones, rewiring your brain toward connection. Simple practices, active listening, eye contact, genuine curiosity create deeper understanding. Medical students experiencing hospital care from patients' perspectives show significant empathic improvements. The same applies universally. Exposure to diverse perspectives through literature, art, and direct interaction expands empathic capacity, strengthening your prefrontal cortex while quieting your amygdala. For 99% of human history, we lived intimately connected with nature. Today, over half the global population inhabits urban centers, projected to reach 70% by 2050. This separation isn't merely aesthetic, it's neurologically damaging. Dr. Roger Ulrich's research revealed hospital patients with window views of trees required less pain medication and were discharged earlier than those facing brick walls. The Japanese practice of Shinrin-yoku, forest bathing, demonstrates nature's direct impact on brain chemistry, with plant-emitted phytoncides crossing the blood-brain barrier to boost immune function. Cognitive behavioral therapy conducted in forests decreases depression symptoms by 61% compared to only 21% in hospital settings. Spending 5 hours weekly in nature significantly lowers depression risk. Those living in the greenest areas have substantially lower rates of circulatory disease deaths and approximately 10% lower premature mortality risk. The prescription is simple. Meditate outdoors, exercise in parks, eat meals outside, wake to natural sunlight, keep office plants, and commit to at least 30 minutes weekly in natural settings. These practices aren't luxuries. They're essential medicine for brains suffering from disconnection syndrome. Your diet functions as information, directly influencing over 90% of genetic switches associated with longevity. Yet our modern Western diet contradicts our DNA's natural programming. For 99% of human history, humans consumed less refined carbohydrates and more healthy fats, proteins, and fiber. Processed foods trigger inflammation that rewires the brain and activates addiction circuitry. Depression is fundamentally inflammatory. Sugar consumption increases depression risk by 35%, while Mediterranean diets reduce it by over 30%. The gut-brain connection proves crucial. About 90% of serotonin is produced in the gut lining, making food choices direct influences on mood and cognition. Sleep activates the brain's glymphatic system, which removes molecular waste accumulated during waking hours. Even one night of sleep deprivation causes measurable beta amyloid buildup, the protein associated with Alzheimer's. Exercise completes the foundation, rewiring the brain for higher order thinking while enhancing executive function and strengthening the prefrontal cortex. Just 15 minutes of daily jogging protects against depression. To build the habit, exercise with friends and schedule workouts in advance to remove decision fatigue. Powerful interests profit from keeping us impulsive, inflamed, and disconnected. But this hijacking isn't inevitable. Every choice to strengthen the connection between your prefrontal cortex and amygdala represents an act of rebellion. The path forward isn't about perfection. It's about awareness and incremental change. Limit digital consumption using the time framework. Make activities time-restricted. Be intentional about what you hope to gain. Practice mindfulness about how content makes you feel, and ensure activities are enriching. Reduce inflammatory foods while increasing healthy fats, fiber, and fermented foods. Prioritize 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep, minimizing blue light before bed. Move your body daily, ideally with others and in nature. Cultivate empathy through active listening and genuine curiosity. These aren't merely lifestyle suggestions, they're tools for mental liberation. Your body isn't a vehicle for your brain, it's the reason your brain exists. When you nourish it with real food, restore it with quality sleep, challenge it with movement, expose it to nature, and connect it to others through empathy, you reclaim the cognitive freedom that is your birthright.